Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Daniel Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang Nepopsanam about the time of Samje. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Tikwang Nepopsanam. 12,047 June 3, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. In ancient times, it was said that even if the water from the same well was drunken for a long time, when leaving that place, the well water is no longer drinking from and, in fact, one spits in the well. When going to another village, one may believe that it will have better tasting water. However, the water in the other villages does not taste good either, and by using that water, the body even becomes sick and uncomfortable. So the wish is to go to the original village and try to drink that first water. However, when the water is drunken, the thought goes to the well water that does not taste good. Then this wavering is an indication of the time of Samje. During the time of Samje, the mind usually undulates and all our thinking easily goes in a negative direction. So the mind accumulates much negative karma and it is difficult to find clarity. Therefore, for those going into Samje, participating in the Samje ceremony and keeping the spiritual paper for 3 years protects them. Hence, it must always be kept for the full duration of the 3 years. Our original nature is good, clean and pure. However, during Samje, the mind is very complicated and much unnecessary thinking appears. This then makes the self uncomfortable. So at such a time from ancient times, this was made a period of practice and particularly people often went to the temple to practice. When the practice is deep and the self nature is realized, then usually much luck and virtue are accumulated during Samje. So then much more important work can be undertaken at such a time. Those who take refuge in the three jewels of Buddha, Absolute Truth, Dharma and Sangha, have a long-lasting relationship. That connection is a most precious connection. Whether alive or after death, that connection is deeper than with their own parents. The three jewels protect them and guide them onto the right path. So, thinking we are right and that others are wrong defiles our thinking. This means that the thinking is far away from the truth. The narrow mind does not know the endless and wide space. This is why badness karma is created and that badness karma makes us suffer. To illustrate, in our ignorance we fall deep into a well and suffer. At that time, someone brings down a rope to save us. However, because of our ignorance, we do not have luck, and suddenly a snake eats the rope. So we cannot be rescued. But at that time, a compassionate Buddha brings down the most secure ladder to save us. When we are saved, then without saying anything, the Buddha deals with us with a smile. This is the precious connection of the three jewels of Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Thank you very much, Tikwang Nepopsanam. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Tikwang Nepopsanam. I wish you a very happy, nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.